And now, the public square. A chance for you to speak. The public square is your chance to comment on whatever you like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's commentator.
Hello, my name is Arthur Cronkite. Once again, we debate our personal rights, granted in the Second Amendment of our Constitution. Although the courts have assured our right to possess guns, the debate now centers on the slippery slope and what kind of guns. This recent debate was a result of the Sandy Hook event that, to date, has many questions still outstanding, unasked by today's media. One example of our media's neglect is a lack of reporting that handguns and not an assault rifle was used at Sandy Hook. A highly suspicious underreporting, especially when you consider that today's media, on average, has aired pro-gun control reports at a ratio of 8-1. And the one, many times, is a lackluster, poorly delivered, and/or negative example of gun ownership. But the greatest omission and probably best example of our media's complicity is the silence surrounding a singular common factor in the vast majority of school and public shootings, that of selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, referred to as SSRI drugs. There have been nearly 24 international warnings concerning this class of psychotropic prescription drugs, whose side effects include mania, psychosis, aggression, violence, suicidal, and homicidal ideation. Drugs that most of the shooters had been on and were on at the time of their attacks. As one of the media's largest advertisers and biggest political campaign contributors, the pharmaceutical industry has little desire for Americans to contemplate that their drugs might be part of the problem. So, to make it appear that mental health issues are being properly addressed, debate has focused on the need for more mental health, which in today's psychiatric practice that does less talk therapy and more pill prescription means more psychotic drugs to more people and therefore higher profits. Until we demand greater accountability of our media and honesty from our politician, this kind of subversive Orwellian farce will continue as our liberties are further challenged and is the primary reason why ammunition is in short supply and some guns are difficult to keep in stock. Recent statistics show that some 325 people died by rifles, while at the same time 450 died falling out of bed. So for what possible reason would certain politicians continue to lie about an assault rifle being used at Sandy Hook, with a focused effort against high-capacity magazines? I can tell you why. For the statement rarely made and the reason seldom given is that assault rifles and high-capacity magazines are most coveted not for hunting or home protection, but are the guardian device against tyranny, because without them, we the people would no longer be a potential threat to bad governance, as our founding fathers intended and admonished us all to be.
The public square is a place for you to comment on whatever subject you like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Opinions reflect those of the speaker. For information or to submit a commentary, visit our website, will.illinois.edu.